It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two new fires are burning in Colorado. One started Wednesday south of Kremlin. Some homes in Summit and Grand counties have been evacuated. On Thursday, firefighters in El Paso County responded to a fire near the Bar Trail on Pikes Peak. El Paso County authorities tweeted that they're looking for a possible arson suspect. The entire state of Colorado is in a drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor reports that nearly 17% of Colorado is in the most extreme category, called exceptional drought, mainly on the western slope. Climatologist Brian Fuchs says it's been a long time since that region has seen any precipitation.
So you couple that with the heat, and you know that's exactly what we're still seeing, the high fire danger and still seeing active fires in places. Typically this time of year we're cooling off and starting to get wetter, and that just hasn't happened yet.
He says a dry winter would mean the drought will stick around into next year. Thousands of workers could be spared from repaying thousands of dollars to the state's unemployment program. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Colorado's Labor Department says that it will not hold self-employed or gig workers responsible for accidental overpayments by the unemployment system. An analysis requested by state officials found that about 9,000 people received around $1.4 million in excess payments because of errors on their applications. In many cases, the workers accidentally overstated their profits from gig jobs, leading to inflated benefits. State officials acknowledged that the application form was confusing. Until now, the state was recovering the overpayments by garnishing unemployment benefits. That stops immediately, and the state plans to erase the remaining debt. But anyone who has already repaid the money will have to appeal to get it back. The overpayments came from Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, a new federal program that extended benefits to the self-employed. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado weather's mostly sunny today and into the weekend. Highs in the 80s along the Front Range and around Grand Junction, 70s in the mountains. This is CPR News.